The Jupiter String Quartet have been artists in residence at the University of Illinois for the last 10 years. The quartet's first performance this season is tomorrow night at Kranert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. I spoke with Jupiter's violinist, Nelson Lee, about tomorrow's concert, which is in the Fullinger Great Hall.
We get the chance to perform there three times a year, and we've also done a lot of recordings in there. It's a great space for recording. The sound is really versatile. You can get all different kinds of sounds in terms of how much resonance you want. And also, I think there's a good balance between clarity and resonance in the hall. It's not, some places I think there's almost too much wash in the sound, and that's definitely not the case in FGH and Fullinger Great Hall.
As for the program itself, it looks like a very interesting program, and one that has, I think, quite a bit of variety in it. You start off with the Ives String Quartet number one, one of his earliest works when he was still a college student at Yale.
Yeah, I think he was 18. I think he wrote it between the years of 14 and 18 years old. I think it was probably a project that he just kind of kept coming back to while he was a student. This is a really fascinating piece. You can hear him sort of developing his voice as a composer and experimenting with what's called polytonality, which is basically something Ives loved to delve into in terms of like having two different tunes going on kind of simultaneously. His dad was a band director, and his dad would love to get four different bands playing at different parts of this park in Connecticut where they grew up, and then kind of hearing the resulting cacophony and like how that would kind of come across. So there are moments in the piece where you hear Ives experimenting with that and having two different people playing two tunes. And often these will be hymns or American folk tunes that he's juxtaposing at the same time. So, and also I think it's just, there are a lot of just beautiful moments in this piece. The first movement is based on an old American spiritual and is extremely open and welcoming. And then there's a lot of playful, humorous moments that result in some of the movements that follow. And then the offertory, which is the third movement of the work, is also just a gorgeous melodic movement.
And then from there, you move on to the String Quartet number 2 by Eleanor Alberga, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Jamaican-born English composer. What stands out to you about this work, and what can audiences expect this weekend with it?
This is a very exciting, kind of visceral work. It's very compact in a lot of ways. It's about 15, 16 minutes long with no stopping. So it's all one big movement, but within this movement, she is exploring lots of different colors and styles of playing. What's really cool, I think, about this piece is that everything from the piece is woven from this motive that you hear right at the beginning in the first few seconds of the piece. And then everything that she does from that point on is sort of an experiment on that motive. She presents it in very different atmospheres and moods and articulations, and that I think that kind of holds the piece together in a really good way. Even if you don't like know that she's using the same material, I think subliminally that holds the piece together really, really well. I love this piece. I think it's really a fascinating and effective piece of music.
And from there, then the Mendelssohn String Quartet number 6 in F minor, and this work, one of the last, probably the last major piece he wrote before his death at such a young age. And it was dedicated to his late sister, Fanny, who had just passed away a few months prior. And I think the thing that stands out to me here is just the raw emotion of this piece, really from start to finish almost.
Oh, yeah, I think you hit it. It's just sadness and despair throughout the whole work. Sometimes within works, you get a lot of variety in the tonality. And in this one, it's an F minor, which is just traditionally like a very intense, sad key. And three of the movements are just in F minor and have this kind of stormy, despair-like, sorrowful quality. And then the slow movement, which is the third movement, that's in a major key. And that has a little bit more kind of nostalgia, I think maybe a little reflective looking back on the happier times that he had with his sister. I mean, Mendelssohn was super close with Fanny. They were best friends in a lot of ways, both great musicians. Fanny Mendelssohn wrote a lot of great music. And I think the amount of despair that he felt can't be underscored. And you hear that through the music for sure.
The Jupiter String Quartet performing Mendelssohn's String Quartet in F minor at last year's Bowdoin International Music Festival. I spoke with their violinist, Nelson Lee. That's one of the works they're performing tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. in the Folinger Great Hall.